Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome to the Creep Dive.
Are we on the main or the hive right now?
Either, whichever you like. Let's do a main.
Hey, mainers.
Great hey. To see you.
We urge you to join the Patreon, but also, not everyone is in a position to support, and we totally get that, and we love to have you along anyway.
True.
You can also support by simply telling a friend.
Tell a little friend.
Tell a friend. Tell someone, if you know someone whose day you'd like to ruin, you could recommend us.
Exactly. Or if you recommend to a friend who does have spondoolies to spend on a patron, that'd be great. If
you can also buy merch.
You could buy merch.
We have t-shirts, cups,
please,
and
do.
Totes. Where can they find the merch again?
At
tortales.ie/merch.
There you go. Makes a great prezi.
The recent creep patron was all about the doula scam.
Yeah.
Which is worth dipping the toe, I would say.
In fact, as episodes go, that's a real day ruiner.
That whole episode began in darkness and just
descended.
Went darker.
Yeah.
So if that's your flavour.
I need to ask a question. Are we running these cameras at this moment?
Not right now.
Excellent. Because I'm a little bit warm.
No problem.
But my t-shirt wouldn't be camera friendly, shall we say.
Let's have a look.
Want to see it?
As in, are you wearing a swastika? Or is it nudity?
It doesn't really matter what you're wearing, because all that matters in an audio medium is how we react.
I see.
Okay,
this.
But also, now, no descriptions of what you're seeing. You can only give your reaction, but we are not describing
what we're about to look at. Okay, it's pink
And
here we go.
Oh.
Why not? We should definitely be able to say that. Live, laugh, love.
And what do you think, Cass?
I think it's a work of art. It's truly beautiful.
I put it on this morning and was like, this is actually a cursed object. And I can't believe I bought not one, but two.
Stunning. I would have done the
tell
same.
The people.
No, we can't. We simply can't.
The cameras
on the
will
main
go
feed.
On.
We'll tell the patrons.
Now, what do we have? Do we have a little creepette of the weekette?
We do.
We do.
Who
we
is
do.
It?
Let's see now. Would we like the... I opened the fucking tab, but where is it? Okay, I can either give you a little thread.
Yeah.
Whimsical. Mm-hmm. Or I can give Blundering Man.
I'll take both.
You take both. Okay, Blundering Man up first. Loving the headline. Man's... quote, family feud, which is a game show in America.
Yeah.
Man's family feud jokes about regretting marriage resurface amid investigation into wife's murder.
Was denied today for an estranged husband accused in the brutal murder of his wife, a nurse and mother of three.
Holy shit.
Gunned down in her own
Quincy, Illinois last month. Her picture is shown here on the GoFundMe page. Her sister started to raise money for her three children.
Oh my God.
Fucking hell. So, he's a man from Illinois in America. And he appeared on Family Feud some years ago, talking about regretting his marriage. It's resurfaced as he's been charged with the murder of his estranged wife.
Yikes.
So, basically, Timothy Blyfnik, arrested a week or so ago in connection with the murder. He was on Family Feud 3 years ago, and so some of his comments, not looking too good for Timothy. Here we go. Steve Harvey, the host, asked him on the episode, "What's your biggest mistake you made at your wedding?" And
feel the answer coming.
Timothy said, "Honey, I love you."
Right.
"But said I do."
That was the biggest mistake.
Not my mistake. I love my wife. I'm going to get in trouble for that, aren't I? He said. And so the attorney for Timothy has said that the comments were harmless jokes and not a reference to any marriage issues or impending murder. She said it's a game show, a silly answer to a silly question on a silly show that doesn't make one a murderer. So they got married. They've been married a long time. They were married in 2009, but were going through divorce proceedings at the time that Rebecca, his wife, was found dead. They had separated a few years earlier, and she had filed a restraining order against him and his father. So,
fucking hell.
Blundering man. Creep of the week from that.
Thank you.
And devastating loss of a life.
Absolutely
there.
Dreadful.
Would you like whimsical?
Yes. Okay. Please.
To counter it.
Dilute our my wadi of misery.
Okay. Mm. Have you ever wondered to yourself, if a medieval French vagina could speak, what yes. would it say?
Yes, all the time.
What would it say? Wash me. Wash me.
Don't introduce soap or other foreign liquids. I am a self-cleaning organ.
Correct. A plague. A plague.
It would have a tinge of a French accent, though.
True.
It would say sacre bleu.
Sacre bleu.
Yeah.
Sacre bleu waffle.
Yeah. Sacre bleu ball. Okay, we actually have an answer to this very question, courtesy of the Vagina Museum. And it is the tale of the knight, as in K-N-I-G-H-T,
okay,
who could make cunts speak.
Wow.
So it was written by an author called Garin, and it was found in manuscripts that date to around 1340.
Wow.
So 14th century
vaginas.
So we had cunts
way back then.
Wow. We have been cunts. What came first? The chicken or the cunts? The story starts with an unnamed knight and his squire, who does get a name, Huet. So the knight has fallen on hard times and sold or pawned his possessions, including his armour, cloak and weapons. So really less of a knight, more of a man,
yeah.
Who former knight. Mm-hmm. The knight wants to compete in a tournament to earn money, and Huet, his squire, reminds him that he doesn't have any weapons. So Huet, who is clearly the brains of the operation, comes up with a scheme to secure the money to get the knight's weapons out of the pawn. He sees three beautiful women bathing in a fountain and steals their clothes with the intention of selling them.
Interesting.
The knight is not happy with this plan and he insists that the clothes are given back to these women and gives his squire a dressing down in front of the women. Okay, he's trying to make himself look good.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
And the women, wouldn't you know it, fairies in disguise. So in gratitude, the three fairies bestow gifts upon the knight to help him achieve riches.
Did they gift him the power of speaking to cunts and understanding the response?
They knew what would be valuable.
Electric.
They gave him the gift
of always being enthusiastically welcomed wherever he goes.
Oh, okay.
Vague. She's pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Totally normal fairy gift.
Yes.
The second fairy gives him the gift that if he speaks directly to a vagina, the vagina will be compelled to speak back. And the what third is the fairy
gonna do?
Adds to the second fairy's gift.
Okay.
And says, if a vagina is in some way incapacitated and unable to speak, the person's anus will be able to talk to him instead.
Wow. Wow.
So,
such specific gifts.
You may think they're a little weird, a little specific. And the knight agreed.
Okay.
He was a bit embarrassed but by grateful. Being granted this gift. But he goes about his life, goes to a village where he receives an ecstatic welcome as per his first of course. Gift.
And a muffled applause from beneath the skirts.
It was a standing ovulation.
Wow.
Thank you.
Really, really beautiful.
So he meets a rich priest. I mean, what priest is ever not rich?
Exactly.
Who invites the knight and Hewitt to stay with him. And as the first gift has been shown to be true, the knight decides to try out his ability to talk to cunts and speaks to the priest's horse's vagina.
It's perfect eye level. And it's right there.
It's right there.
He pushes away the tail.
Yeah.
And there's the mouth.
I guess. Or he might have to crouch under a little bit.
It's right there.
The mare's vagina immediately begins singing like a canary. It tells the knight that the priest is carrying a large sum of money that he's going to spend on a nice dress to give his mistress.
Okay.
The horse vagina speaks audibly, and it loud enough for the priest to hear. And the priest runs away as fast as he can, dropping his cloak and the money as he goes. Our knight picks up the money. You remember he lost his cloak and his money. He got the cloak. He's got some money, all thanks to the second gift. The knight and squire now approach a castle. Once again, what a welcome. What a welcome.
Absolutely.
Spared no expense.
Yeah.
Everyone is running up and hugging him.
Amazing.
And the count gives the knight a great big kiss on the mouth because he doesn't know where the mouth has been. The countess is not quite so full on, but she is
a chatty fanny.
Horny for the knight.
Oh, interesting. Ooh.
So she's eager to have a go on the knight, but knows that as a married woman, she can't.
Right.
So in an interesting move, she decides to send a maid
to ride him. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Kind of a riding weird by flex. Proxy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, if I can't, at least someone must. At this point, the knight talks to the maid's vagina, Natch, to ask what it thinks about the situation. And the vagina is very forthcoming.
What it thinks about this, what situation?
With the kind of whole situation with the fact that, like, the
maid is coming.
The countess obviously seemed keen, and here is her maid instead.
Riding you. How does he ride her and speak to the same mouth?
I think he actually...
either side of the riding.
No, can't, no, because remember, if the vagina's incapacitated in any way, then the anus will talk instead. And I think he wanted the word from the vagina's mouth, as it were.
Absolutely wonderful. So, okay, carry on.
So before he sets about his work, he asks the vagina about the situation. The vagina says that the vagina speaks in the first person plural. We were sent here by the lady of the house, the vagina says. And the maid.
What's the reaction of the maid when there's this other voice?
Well, the maid reacts like any reasonable human whose pussy has just started talking. And began telling everyone her business. So she freaks out, leaps out of the bed and runs away.
Okay.
Now.
Is your one still at it as she's running?
But the countess, upon hearing the maid's account, is even more intrigued. speaking.
She's like, here is a man who can make a woman's vagina speak. But she decides that because her vagina is a much better class of vagina, that her vagina wouldn't be so chatty. Not such a chatty Kathy.
Okay.
So the Countess bets the knight that he won't be able to make her vag talk. And she says she'll give him £40.
If.
Even though this is France in the middle ages, apparently £40. 40 quid, sure.
I'll take it.
So she's like, I'll give you £40 if you can make my vagina speak. And if you can't, you have to give me your horse and armor. So in order to stack the odds in her favor,
I see.
The Countess
stuffs her vagina goes away. And bottom.
Jen, you are amazing. You have anticipated every step of this story.
Sorry, I'll
no,
stop.
No, don't stop. I'm just impressed. She goes away and gets loads of cotton and stuffs it in to gag the vagina.
And butthole.
And that's how the tampon was invented.
Oh. And the story is so specific that it actually offers a ratio of cotton, at least a pound of cotton.
Now, what's a pound, lads?
Stuffed inside of sugar. Her and she rammed it home with her own fist.
Yes.
So a pound, think of a pound of butter.
Oh, but yeah, then yeah, yeah. That much cotton would be enormous.
Exactly, yeah, because of the density.
That can't be good for you.
I wouldn't say so.
Prepared, she returns to the knight and says, do your worst.
Does she know about the bumholio?
She doesn't.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Oh, my God. Once again, Jen is two steps ahead.
We know where this is going.
The knight asks the Countess's vagina where she had just gone. Like, where has your owner just been? Do the muffled voice.
Oh, so the vagina, like, it will do you dirty? Like,
oh, totally. Totally.
Mind of its own.
The vagina cannot answer on account of having half a kilo of fabric stuffed in it. So the vagina's like, and so the knight tries and tries, but that can't.
Will not talk.
He starts to panic until Hewitt, member of the brains of the operation, reminds is like, hello, him. The third gift. And so the knight asks the Countess's anus why her vagina is being so cagey. And her asshole immediately answers honestly, explaining what the Countess has done. Everyone in the room watching, did we mention
how many people are in there?
The entire castle has assembled to watch this spectacle. And they all know that the Countess is a cheat and a liar. The Count, her husband, orders her to unstuff that pussy immediately. And when she does, the knight makes her vagina fess up and account for why it was so quiet earlier on. And the vagina corroborates the asshole's whole story.
Oh my God.
So the story has a very happy ending.
What's
the knight wins 40 quid. And he can now go off and do his tournaments. And he wherever he goes, he has such a warm welcome.
That, what's the moral of that story?
The moral of that story is you need to have a firm agreement with your vagina and your anus that, like, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
We need one story.
Keep it in your pants, lads.
Yeah, exactly. Or the vagina never lies.
It was never. Like a kind of a mutiny.
Mm.
It was, you
oh,
know.
Oh, God. This, okay, I'm really glad we're on the topic.
Thank God.
Oh, great.
Because I was like, what'll we do today? And I had to be good last night when I was doing a thing.
Drinking.
And I was not able to say some dirty, bold things publicly. So your now I'll do them.
Filthiness.
Oh, great.
So I was doing an auction. And
do they fill your head?
Were you doing the... Oh, my God. I would actually fucking pay to have been there.
It was
you would
great.
Be the best auctioneer.
Give us a go. Yeah.
A huge success. Warm welcome, Sos. Assholes cheering me along.
Wait, before we move on. It was a muff mutiny.
It was a muff mutiny. Wonderful.
Okay.
So many of the objects came up, and one of the objects looked very much like
A veiny penis.
A butt plug masquerading as a lamp, and it took everything in me not to say it. And I didn't say it. I just individually then said it to everybody after the fact. So then that got me thinking about sex toys. And one in particular, I had this vague memory of having seen or one of these online or it passed by me. And it's called a vajankle. Right. So what it is a silicone foot.
What?
Which is the perfect replica
of
a foot.
Oh, I get it.
Toes, yeah. Veins, bony ankle. And in the top, so it's cut off flat at the top, and that's where the vagina is.
Oh.
So you're not approaching.
So it's like an amputated foot, exactly. And where the foot, where the ankle severed. Would meet the shin at that kind of flat cut off point, they have inserted a vagina.
So exactly. It's for someone to fuck a foot.
It's someone to right. Fuck a foot and look at the toes.
Do you know, and that's so sad.
Exactly, Cass.
Because yeah. I thought it was actually going to be a toy for the vagina.
I know.
And I was like, for somebody who I wants know. To be kind of toed. Sure. Toed to climax.
I mean, you could do that with this thing too.
You, do you know what? You could. It could be a kind of a group toy.
Yeah.
You know, like where, you know, your partner is fucking the foot and you're yeah. getting toed to climax.
I mean, the possibilities
are. They do
are
look
endless.
Like clean toes. They're yeah. very lifelike.
It always reminds me of that incredibly erotic scene in The Piano where Holly Hunter is playing the piano and she has a little hole in her tights and your man's under the piano going at the hole.
So anyway, this
now, that was a lot here with a little French tip toenail.
Oh,
oh, yeah, okay, so I need a visual on the vagina.
Okay, get a visual up there. This thing, 2015, Vice featured it in their Valentine's Day gift card, and it caused an international excitement. And websites started reporting on it, and everyone was amazed and excited. And the company that makes it...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
I've just met the vajankle.
Explain.
It's so lifelike.
It's yes. So lifelike. So, down to the little, down to the slightly reddened heel of yes. someone who's been walking all day.
Yes. Yes, and the veins.
The veins.
Wonderful, isn't it?
And the French tip.
The creator of the vajankle explained that he wanted to be able to see and massage the foot, you know, at the same time as doing what he was doing to it. And then it shot to fame. And the thing about the vajankle is there's a section of the synthetics. You can buy it on the synthetics website. And there are a few questions, like most commonly queer questions. So here's five of them. Number one. Are the toes strong enough to hold bees?
Bees?
We don't know. Question number two. Would you consider putting a butthole on the other side of the foot that doesn't have the vagina?
Oh, like on the heel.
Yes. Like a corn.
Exactly. Or a carbuncle.
A bunion.
A bunion. Question three.
A butthole bunion.
Had you considered putting some teeth inside?
Question four.
Hi, are you considering a vajarm pit at all? Question five. Would now the foot be small enough to put inside my anus? It just got me thinking about all the weird and wonderful things that exist in the sex toy industry.
Yes.
So I'm just going to go through a little bit of things that are available to you should you wish to partake in a bit of this kind of play.
Somehow I've stumbled into used vajankle internet.
Oh, people selling.
Reduce, reuse, vajankle, vajankle.
Used once, serious buyers only, no joyrides.
Absolutely wonderful.
And this one is very, very good. Lightly used vajankle, no low balls. I know what I got. So good.
They're very expensive.
Also, that lightly used vajankle is on sale in Rootstown,
Ohio. That is. Wonderful. Glad for them. If there's none of them, perhaps I can interest you in a duck with a dick. So what this is a bath time buddy. And you can use the duck.
As somebody who hasn't met the shower head.
You can use the duck in the bath or maybe as a gag gift. And it's absolutely, the possibilities are endless. Failing that, I would like to introduce the silencing cheeseburger ball gag, which instead of the ball gag, the ball bit, it's a cheeseburger. You can have, this is particularly creepy. Please come with me and get a visual on doll hand nipple clamps.
I love a doll hand.
Doll hand nipple clamps.
Really,
how could you take that seriously? It's like when people make the TikToks with the little tiny hand.
There's something really
weird. I love watching
about
those little hands make sandwiches.
There's also a kink master apron, which
okay, wait, just dial back to the doll hand nipple clamps for a minute because I've just got a visual.
On
those
Etsy.
Are the hands of baby dolls.
Sorry, yes, it is quite
the
creepy.
Darkness. Oh, but you know what? They're sold out on Etsy.
Yeah.
But there is a waiting list available.
What I would say about these is the actual, the hands
they're not
are
get
open.
Purchase.
They're not going to get, you're not going to get a good clamp unless you're clamping at the palms. And they've just got creepy little baby doll fingers tickling your areola.
Okay.
Oh, I recently, 5-star review here.
Okay.
I recently purchased the doll hand-shaped clamps and they have exceeded my expectations. Not only are they cute, but they're also incredibly functional.
Oh, I stand corrected.
The hand design provides a secure grip
Liars.
On items and are made from a sturdy material that ensures they will last a long time. Okay, listen, there is 6 pages of 5-star reviews.
Do you know what is really impressive here is they have just taken your standard DIY clamp, cut the hands off dolls and stuck them on and are charging 16 quid for them.
Look, reuse, reduce. Rejazzle. So the accommodator strap-on for your face. This thing is a big, huge dildo that you wear on your chin. And you go at it from then. But it's just some of these things. It would be so hard to move in from a comedy.
But you know what that's for?
Go on.
That's for going down on someone and penetrating at the same time.
Their bunhole.
No, I'd say it's the other way.
You could get,
you couldn't get that whole dick.
No, you wouldn't.
Of course you could.
Like,
speak for yourself.
Well, it depends. Okay, everyone's vagina is slightly different, but the distance from clit to vagina
is probably Michelangelo's law. It's probably the distance from your lip to your chin. The divine ratio,
the Fibonacci sequence of clit to vagina ratio.
This isn't a sex toy, but it is. This came up on TikTok, and there was like backlash from all the gynecologists, the tick gynes, the gyny ticks. However, it's called the drip stick. And what it is it's kind of a collector of semen from inside you. So it's basically a sponge on a stick. No more drips.
Oh, yeah. I've actually seen that on TikTok.
Now, we've seen that, and it is not Good, and you shouldn't use it, apparently.
Gravity best.
There is another interesting
this
thing
sex
here.
Toy section of Etsy is...
wonderful.
Is
it give us some reviews. They are
right,
the best.
I'm on the soft sliding foreskin penis, real veins, big dildo, thick cock, anal adult toy. and the thing about it is it's got really stretchy silicone skin.
Wonderful.
All over. So it looks like a saggy one.
I see.
Yeah, it was as I expected, so realistic. I love it.
Lovely.
Has an amazing, great feel. It's perfect. I love it. So wonderful. Realistic. Looks just like the picture. Skin doesn't slide or stretch as much in the photos. Bought large and is a decent size, true to size.
Exactly. Should you wish to have a will dick, but, oh, sorry, if you have a dick, that's functioning, and you wish to stop the sperm get coming out of it.
Oh.
You could buy this wine stopper for sperm. And what this is designed to delay ejaculation, enhance erections and prolong pleasure. But this feels
what
medically
if it got
dangerous.
Lost inside your vagina or anus?
So you're it's
as
it doesn't
in the one
go
you're engaging
up,
with.
It goes up in the end of your dick to plug it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't go fully in.
But what about if the power of the ejaculation shot explodes it out inside another person?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Don't know where you'd end up there. You there's
Although
also,
we do know, like, anatomy-wise, things can't really go walkabout inside your body if it goes into your vagina.
Unless you're dilated for some reason.
Yeah.
And then...
But even still, it's not like it can travel, like, much further than your uterus.
Exactly.
I mean, it's still not great to have it in there.
It's caught in the net.
Yeah.
Then you can have that.
Because you remember they thought there was the wandering womb issue.
That's right.
What? When was that?
The good, while ago. 1800s. It was part of the mystery of why women were... crazy.
So nothing to do with all the kind of systemic abuse and sexual assault and silencing that we were experiencing at the time.
Not at all.
You might remember hysteria.
Yes.
And do you remember that Freud was like diagnosing women like crazy with hysteria?
So that he could masturbate them to climax and cure them.
Well then, no. He was like, that somebody was like, he was like, hysteria seems to be kind of a symptom or kind of a fallout of sexual assault. And then some man started doing the maths, like the picture of the woman in the meme, and was like, wait, if there's that many women with hysteria,
that means there's a lot of sexual assault.
Let's not talk about this anymore, guys. And they immediately stopped talking about it.
Well, how about this? The Shape of Water dildo.
Stop, where
Fuck
is that?
Off. Is that so, like, is that like official film merch?
No. This is a dildo created by an artisan in Sacramento, California, and she's dedicated her craft to imagining what the shape of water fish person's dick might look like. So apparently the suction isn't super solid, but if you're buying the toy for more than suction, that you'll do great. So
Flash
it's enormous
there.
Kind of... kind of statuesque, amphibious, dildo-y type object.
Has shades of lava lamp about it.
Absolutely so. Or how about a tail with a butt plug attached?
Oh, yeah, that's kind of a common
one. A wonderful one. Glow-in-the-dark dildos. Then
is it a ponytail? Like, that's the kind I want.
It's a rainbow unicorn tail.
Oh, that's deadly. You would be the belle of the orgy with that on.
There's, along with that, kind of, what is it called? Taste of water?
Shape of water
kind of dildo. There's the obviously the octopus and the tentacles.
Kit. Oh, the tentacle dildos, yeah.
So they are another form. You can also get...
some great art with that.
There's fabulous things available, but you can also get them that they kind of... you can pump them full of imitation sperm, and you can have a little hand pump that'll send a fountain
out of it. Oh my God, I mean, really... the last thing that I would want to be experiencing more of is sperm.
Well, you know, some people are into it.
No offense to people who manufacture sperm, but
there's
like,
also the fucking elephant dildo, which is very
true
intense.
True to size?
True to size.
Fucking hell.
And
what girth are we talking there?
We are talking, oh, it's hard to get a kind of, they're not giving
across.
Us, a, it is probably about 2 feet across and 3, maybe 6 feet long.
It's hard to disguise that.
It's a storage nightmare.
It's an absolute nightmare.
Maybe you could stand it in the living room and put a lampshade on top of it.
Probably.
Do you ever see those elephant foot lamps?
Awful.
That's what all of those are.
Yeah, indeed. So that concludes the sex toy extravaganza.
Thank you for that, Jen. For anyone on a budget, I have found a vajankle, but instead of having the vagina at the ankle, it has it just on the sole of the foot.
Oh. Yes.
Like a giant fuckable verruca.
Horrendous. Happy Christmas, one and all.
It is horrendous. But that is available on Etsy now for 58.
Any
euros
reviews on that?
12 cent. This is a scam. Do not buy this product. It's a sad way for them to make money. The seller should be ashamed of itself.
Oh, dear.
I don't know. Someone else said beautiful, small, comfortable, and discreet delivery. So,
commas needed.
Truly hard.
A beautiful,
to know.
Small, discreet delivery.
There are. Sorry, they obviously were selling other products. Which are large.
Let's have a look.
Large busted China dolls.
Wept. Oh God! The darkness of this.
This is cute.
Don't kink shame.
No, but that.
No
that has,
kink
it's
shaming.
The doll slightly. Yeah. You know what I'm saying.
We know.
However, wonderful excitement all available through Etsy.
Prior to that, they showed they sold transfer tattoos. So
wonderful.
That is.
Is that our episode, Cassandra?
Before, let's just wrap it up with: have you heard about? Obviously, the Pornhub documentary hit Netflix. Money Shot.
Oh,
everyone's talking about it.
Yet.
I haven't watched it yet, but it's very, very good. But in the midst of it all,
it yet, but
the reviews are very good.
Oh, excellent!
People are talking about it a lot in terms of just like it shed lights. It's shedding light on all of the litigations against Pornhub, just how unregulated the
sex workers' income entirely.
Yeah.
And it is just a vat of exploitation.
Absolutely.
It is just horrendous. I've seen quotes from people saying that their job was to sit down and watch hours and hours of porn and to try and guess what people's ages are to see if it was allowed.
Almighty.
That it was just, you know, the one takeaway from it is, you know, if you want porn, just pay for it. Mm-hmm. Because if you're not paying,
ericalust.com.
Yeah,
it's
for
ethical.
All your porn needs.
They have great stuff on there. If you sign up to the newsletter, you get a lovely freebie as a welcome gift. And then their other movies are very competitively priced.
What's the freebie you get, Soph?
And also, if you buy the movie, it goes into your library forever. So
you
have
it to come back to.
What's the what? The freebie like?
Yeah.
Shorter than like a full
film. A physical gift.
No, it's like a little taster. But John Ronson did a really good podcast all about the tech takeover of the porn industry.
Yeah, it's
called The Butterfly Effect.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really good. And one of the best stories in it was about the bespoke porn.
Yes, fascinating. Do you remember Stamp Man?
The Stamp Man. That was
so
what I
was
going to
say.
So
his kink was, he had a huge collection of stamps.
Very valuable.
And he wanted a woman to destroy it. And that was his...
Yeah,
that was
he wanted
thing.
The video made, and he paid for it, and he got it.
Yeah, yeah. So like, that
very
was
interesting.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
Where they sort of were trying to take the business to was kind of like, what can Pornhub not reproduce?
Exactly,
bespoke porn.
Do you think that OnlyFans has taken some of Pornhub's custom? Not that they were asking.
No, I don't. I don't know if they've taken their customers. I think that it. OnlyFans has definitely empowered sex workers again and put the earning potential and the earning power back in their own hands and the control. But as we know from a couple of years, like was it 18 months, 2 years ago, there was that massive OnlyFans leak of people saving down the content. So I think OnlyFans as a platform had to address that, the privacy issues there. But I do think it has done more for sex workers in empowering them to control their own careers and what they do and don't make. And not forcing them into situations where they're being exploited. But one of the things, there's loads of conversations happening about Pornhub at the moment. And one of the big things that kind of went under the radar is that MindGeek, which is the company that owns Pornhub, YouPorn and all that kind of stuff, was acquired, sold to a fund which isn't that unusual that a fund might take control over a company and buy it off, because we know that even though the previous owners of Pornhub were particularly discreet, we know that, like, your man who... The main owner of MindGeek before controlled 80% of the Pornhub's revenue. He's been in the news before because just after his house was put up for sale at 19 million in 2021, ooh, it was burnt down, which was suspected because Pornhub were under investigation for exploitation, yikes, sex trafficking, all that usual stuff. But anyway, last week they were acquired by a new company called Ethical Capital Partners. Gas.
Ethics in the name.
Ethical Capital. And the Ethical Capital Partners, usually these kind of things would just fly under the radar. You're like, big internet company acquired by a fund, yada, yada, yada. But people started digging into Ethical Capital Partners. And it's a fund that has only existed since last year. All of the employees listed on their website have only joined Ethical Capital Partners in March of 2023. None of them have any history in acquisitions or managing companies like this. So obviously it's pretty much like a holding company that has been set up. But I think this is going to, more is going to break on this the more we learn about it. But trying to understand why now MindGeek have created a holding company to buy it over. Is it a case that all the litigations will go away? Have they sold it? Apparently, I've seen reports that they've sold it at a much higher valuation than it should be worth.
Interesting.
So just keeping an eye on that. Lovely. God. Nothing like a tech scam to keep you going. But one of the guys who's listed on Ethical Capital Partners is an Ottawa lawyer who is, it's actually funny, and I know this is really bad, but like I was going through them and I was like, these all look like they could be porn stars. But this guy is a real lawyer, Solomon Friedman, and he's been mired in controversy, he's been controversial enough in the past and is now taking on Pornhub because he believes that Ethical Capital Partners is a fund that will take over unethical businesses and apply ethics to them, but yes, everyone's just like,
yeah, right, so kind of ethics washing.
Yeah, it's completely, yeah, nonsense. Complete nonsense.
Fucking hell, that sounds like a good continual creep to be keeping our...
I've been reading it as much as I can the last couple of days. Nothing massive in mainstream media has been published about this, but there's a lot of chatter on Twitter about it. Very, very strange anyway that a company would be set up to buy the company. Obviously there's benefits to taking, like, to holding companies taking over other companies, but will it stop all of the litigations against Pornhub? Who knows? Stay tuned, we'll keep you posted.
Well,
we do a teaser
for the Hive.
What have we got?
What else do I ever have? Columbine.
Do you?
I know. That's why I'm really happy Jen did such a cheery story, because I've been mired in some deep sadness. I have a story of the martyrs of Columbine. Okay. So kind of your wheelhouse too.
Yeah.
Christian stuff.
Let's go over there.
But before we do, so we've done at least two episodes before on different angles on Columbine.
Mm-hmm.
Are they on the Patreon or are they main feed, I wonder?
Oh, good question.
We shall see, because we might maybe, if it's on the Patreon, we might, as a special treat for non-patrons, re-release that episode on the main feed so that people can have like a really full overview of Columbine and then have these stories of the martyrs of Columbine. So that's... over on the Patreon.
Come on over. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.